I think that they've completely lost control of the situation, and I think that what we're seeing now is police are inciting, are initiating confrontations with crowds, and what we're also seeing is the police, I think, have simply, I think in some ways, suspended law and order, just saying, look, we're not going to pay attention to the rights of protesters, we're not going to pay attention to the rights of those people who are in detention, and they need to take control of this situation in a way that is consistent with those rights.
At the film studio today, that some of the people they initially picked off were some of the anarchists from yesterday that were wreaking havoc across the city.
You know, I think a protester is a protester. This idea that there's somehow protesters who deserve to be picked up or who can be taken away. I mean, what we see is the police, you know, at least to people who are there, it's a completely random process. We have individuals who are simply just showing up because they heard about it that morning, or individuals who were there yesterday who took part in any number of different protests. We have legal observers, like I said, we have media members. They're all being picked up. And so this idea that they're focusing on people, I think, just isn't
so
true.
So if you're asking police to be calm with you guys, can they expect the same? Will there be more burnt police cars?
I think if you're looking at the videos that from today, and I know that I've seen some of the videos that have been broadcast on places like CP24 with respect to the protest at the jail solidarity demo. I mean, look at it. People sit down. They're not moving. Protesters complied with orders from police. Protesters did everything that they possibly could and got assurances on camera from police that they would be dealt with in a manner that was consistent with their rights, and the police reneged that deal. And instead what we had was, frankly, in all of my days of going to protest, of taking part in demonstrations, I've never seen a situation where police have lost control to that degree. It was absolutely frightening.
And we also have to notice that you can't ask people to be completely compliant when they are completely vulnerable, when they are being dragged around, when they are being snatched, when they are being put into cop cars. You can't ask them to be peaceful and compliant when they have no control over the situation, when they are being grabbed by other people and have no control.
But that's your justification for throwing bricks into cars and windows?
We're dealing...
Were you there this morning? Did
we're
you see?
About yesterday.
We're talking about today. We are talking about a complete violation of civil liberties. People were chanting, "We are peaceful. How about you?" And we had cops throwing themselves into the crowd. They were plain clothes. They came out of vans and they took these people and put them back into those vans. They snatched people.
This morning,
and this has happened. People were circled in the free speech zone and tear gas.
And it's not just this morning. I think this is throughout the whole time, though, that this has been happening, both today and yesterday. We have seen police continuously charge into crowds, pick off people. And as far as the Movement Defense Committee is concerned, the issues with delays in terms of getting counsel to talk to people, the issues in terms of holding conditions, those are things that have been problems since Friday, and that they're only becoming even larger as the police continue to lose control of the situation and continue to violate the rights of the individuals who live in the city.
Okay, so you describe what happened last night, and who do you say is responsible?
We have a press statement. It is being sent out, and I want to note that they have a huge prison, and they have filled it with people who have been arrested mainly between like 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and now. That's the thing, and this didn't happen.
I think as the mobilization network, though, you guys are overseeing hundreds of organizations. Do you represent the people yesterday that tore the city apart?
The Toronto Community Mobilization Network is not organizing any actions. They have not organized any actions. We're facilitating people coming into the city. We're facilitating accommodation, transportation, legal support, medic support. We can't speak for individuals.
What are your comments?
We have a press statement. And these...
As a Torontonian, you're a Torontonian, yes?
No.
Okay.
I live in Toronto. We have a press statement. We have a press statement. We will refer you to that press statement.
As a person who lives in Toronto, when you see the widespread destruction and chaos happening in your own city,
we see that the police are doing bad stuff.
We have seen the same cop cars on repeat on TV, and riot police have armor, they have guns, they have tasers, they have everything in their power. Excuse me. They have everything in their power to protect those possessions and those properties if they choose to do so, but they haven't chosen to do so. Where are the cops in that situation? They are circling protesters when they are in smaller groups. They're not protecting those things that are visually shown on the news.
Public will argue that the protesters...
We have a press statement. I think we're going to end the press conference right here.